Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. This is it, man. You found it. I sure am glad you did. I'm very, very excited for today's episode. We have a fantastic singer-songwriter on. He is the artist, is his name, and he's got a brand new single which we're going to play a little later in the show called Parted Ways. I really dig it a lot. It's a little different than what we normally have on the show, and I love that. I love mixing it up a bit, having a little bit of diversity on here. And I'm telling you, folks, this is, I can't even remember. It's like episode 1300 or something close to that. When you've done that many shows, you want something new. believe me. Anyhow. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome, he is the artist, and here he is. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you're in New York? You're based out of New York?
Yes, I live in a small town called Central Islip, New York, yes.
Nice. That is cool. Very fall there, I imagine, right now. Leaves are changing. He's back. Not only is he the artist, he's back.
Oh. Yes. Blooper, yes. I'm back, yes.
No worries, man. No worries. Before we change this to convert this to a podcast, we'll take all that out and it'll be fine. I was curious, as it started the season changeover up there in New York.
Yes, it did. However, it's really nice outside today. It's like almost in the 70s here.
Oh, wow. Okay. Indian summer, they call that. Indian summer. I love it. Gives a little bit of a break. So let me ask you, were doing traditional, what's the word I'm looking for, man? I can't think right now. You were doing traditional R&B, and then you had an epiphany and decided to change to experimental Christian. That's cool.
Yes.
What happened? Neo soul.
So basically, in Christian music we call that secular music, where we're talking about things that aren't necessarily related to God. But now I do mainly Christian music, and I think about the Lord. And one day I was listening online to a TV Jakes sermon, and that really inspired me to devote my life to God.
Wow, that's a big thing, man. That is a big thing. You don't just wake up one day and all of a sudden, that changed your whole life, amazing. And change your artistic life, your artistic direction. That's not always an easy pivot point, you know what I mean? But it seems like it's working for you, so that's fantastic. Very cool.
Absolutely.
Well, it seems like you've always been into music. When you were a kid, when you were a youngster, did you know that, doing music was going to be in your future? Entertainment?
No, I didn't actually, but I definitely was always into some type of music class, or I played the trumpet when I was a kid, and I was immersed with music and I loved it. So, but I didn't actually become a career until later on in my late 20s when a local producer heard me singing a cover online, and.
Mm-hmm.
He loved what he heard, and he invited me to the studio to record my first single, Honey. And I actually re-released that single recently, just so people can hear, my growth.
Fantastic. That's cool, man. That is cool. Yeah, we have links up, ladies and gentlemen. And if you go to the artist card page, artistcard.com/ he is the artist. And, man, you just look down, you scroll down the thing here, and you've got a lot of radio play and a lot of singles. And, oh, my gosh, just look at all this. It just keeps going and going and going. It's amazing. That is amazing. Well, that's very cool, man. Let me ask you this. Now, you know, something, it's been a long time since, I mean, a long time since I've been to Sunday school, but I think there might have been somebody sitting on your shoulder by the name of Gabriel there. He played the trumpet, you know, when you were younger.
Yeah, the angel, yes, it was, yes.
That's awesome. That is cool. That is cool. Now, were you always a very religious person, or was this epiphany that you had bring more into the forefront, or was it always there?
Well, I always attribute my mother to my religious beliefs because she was my Sunday school teacher when I was in Sunday school, and she really guided me religiously.
Nice.
And everything like that.
Nice. Well, that's cool, man. That is cool. And I think it's very, you know, there's a lot of people that could probably use a little more churching in their life. That's all I'm saying. You know, I watch the news every night, and I'm like, that guy needs to get to church. Jeez. Or something. Find something to be passionate about besides being mad. If you're passionate about being mad, you're doing it wrong. You know? That's all I'm saying. Oh, that's cool, man. That is cool. So you've been doing this, and it's working out, and you're getting play all over the place. I believe you've got the one of the number one singles on the Christian gospel charts in the UK right now. You've got all kinds of stuff happening. You know, it's got to be a good feeling. It's got to be a good feeling.
It's definitely a good feeling. I'm always looking to expand and to get more, as many people as I can to listen to something more uplifting than they normally would hear on the radio right now.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, the problem with mainstream music is, especially if you've got a couple years on you, you're like, yeah, I heard it before. We get it. You're heartbroken. Yeah, it's all coming. You know, we've heard it all before. And, you know, it's cool to hear something a little different, you know. Very, very cool. So this is awesome. So let me ask you this. Now, as a musician, as a professional musician, I always hammer this on people. I'm not in the music business. I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people and stuff. I've been doing that a long time. That's my day job. And I always get people asking me, they're like, well, you know, I want to do that. How do I go about it? And I'm like, well, you got to work. You got to paint, you know, a lot. You know, I imagine music's the same thing. People probably come up to you and say, you know, or message you or email you or call you or whatever and chase you down the street and say, how can I do it? What would your advice be?
Definitely put yourself out there. Before I even got in the studio, I was singing covers on Instagram and, you know, a lot of different I don't want to say celebrity like well they were celebrities. Some celebrities did reach out to me, but it was just putting myself out there and just seeing the response and seeing what people you know. The thing about music is it's very political, so you kind of just have to just put yourself out there first and see the good and the bad, because there's some people that try and take advantage of artists, and you just have to keep singing to really know who the good people are in the industry and before you start putting out records and things of that nature, where you can get yourself in a lot of legal problems if you don't do it consciously and correctly. So,
absolutely. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen. listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
Hey, rockers. This is Stacey Lane Wilson, author and editor of the Rock and Roll Nightmares book series. I have a new podcast that features interviews with musicians, artists, authors, filmmakers, and music historians. In season one, I interview Phil Soussan from Ozzy Osbourne's band, Scott Crawford, the director of the Cream magazine documentary, Lisa S. Johnson, the award-winning author and photographer of the books 108 Rockstar Guitars and Immortal Axes, just to name a few. The Rock and Roll Nightmares podcast explores the dark and mysterious and sometimes funny side of music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. Enjoy on RSS or anywhere you like to listen to podcasts.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion. Fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. Absolutely. And people don't realize that. You know, it's so funny. I've heard so many people, I've got a Christian gospel singer on the show, and I am getting ready to tell a story. I was going to say, it's like the first night if you've ever been in County Jingle. Everybody's an expert sitting in jail. Now, that's a terrible story. I'm not even going to go into that. I was a very bad kid when I was a youngster. Let me put it that way. I had my phase. Anyhow, a lot of people with copyright and all that, they think they know the rules and stuff. And they're like, I've heard people say, oh, if you only do 3 seconds of something. I'm like, yeah, go ahead and try it. That's going to be an expensive lesson. It's crazy.
I also wanted to mention that Kirk Franklin actually was a bad, he was a bad kid, and he turned out to be a great gospel artist. There's so many. That's actually one of the things about gospel music. You can always a better story when you can tell a story about how your life changed with God. And
absolutely. And you know, that's one of the cool things about religion that I do like. I'm not really a religious person, but one of the, you know, I guess I'm more of a, people always say this, I'm more of a spiritual, I don't know, I don't have a label on it. I try to do right by everybody, you know. I think the big man had something, was onto something when he said treat others how you would like to be treated. Pretty simple to me. That's a good plan, you know?
Absolutely.
I don't know how.
And that's really all the Bible
that
really is.
Yeah, you know? Don't be a creep. Yeah. You know? Be good. And the thing, you know, the great thing about that is when you do, we do a lot of charity work. at least once a month, we're doing some kind of charity stuff. And people always ask me, they're like, why do you do that? And I'm like, well, which answer do you want? Do you want the real answer or do you want, you know, the jaded answer? And they're like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I'll tell you the jaded answer first. Well, it gets me lots of press and blah, 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 and I get this out of it or that out of it. And I said, but none of that's why I do it. Why I do it's the real answer. It makes me feel good helping when I can. Something, you know?
Absolutely.
Feel real good about that. And I don't, you know, and it, yeah, do I get some? Sure, but that ain't the main focus of that kind of stuff. And, you know, I people like yourself, you know, you get. To you guys, you don't even think about it because it's your life. This is your blood, your bones, you know, your DNA. I don't think that's a bad thing. I really don't. You know.
I just want to say that, you know, all the Bible really is just teaching people how to be good people. Some people need the Bible, some people don't need it, but it's really that's all it is. And a lot of it is just very intuitive and just being a good person to other people. And that's all it
really
is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's just, I don't see that much wrong with it, you know, at all. And, you know, you're doing good and having a good time and making some great music. Hey, more power to you. Very, very cool. I wanted to let people know, we have links. We have a couple links up on our show page. And when we convert this show to a podcast, these links will follow that. So if you're listening to this on Spotify or iTunes, wherever you're listening to it, you can click on those links and get right to it. And I just discovered he is the artist. I just discovered you also have a Facebook page, which I was not aware of. And so we didn't have it on the show page. As soon as the show's over, that will be added, folks. So you can click and follow He Is The Artist on Facebook. Sorry about that. I don't know how that got to the press. But we'll
fine.
Fix it. We'll fix it. Very, very cool. Now, one of the great things is I'm following now on Facebook, but also I follow He Is The Artist on Instagram and on Twitter. And I love your Twitter feed. It's hilarious. And I agree with 99.9% of it. Yes. It's you sang on Candace Owen the other day. Loved it. Loved it. You follow a lot of this stuff. You know?
I do. I just feel like it's my duty to just give a perspective on things. I feel like the world has spiraled out of control in many ways, with this virus, with just everything. And we just had such a tough year, and this information and all of these things to really come into play. For me, it's my duty to speak out, even if people don't agree with what I'm saying. There definitely does need to be some moral grounding in everything that's going on right now. Or else, you know, we'll go back to the same thing where everything is just a mess.
Right, right. No, I agree with you. It amazes me. And I at first thought, Jamie, you're just turning into an old man. You know, you're just turning into an old man. Of course, you're getting a little grouchy. And that's probably true to an extent, but it's crazy. I couldn't believe it. I wasted 30 minutes of my life, maybe 45, maybe an hour the other night watching people flip out on airplanes, you know, arguing with security. I'm like, haven't you ever been to a nightclub? You ain't going to win. They aren't all going to sit down and say, well, she's got a point, you know, let's all... No, that ain't gonna happen. You're drunk and you're flicking out on an airplane. What the hell's wrong with you? You know,
what?
You're not being nice. More honey, you can get more flies with or more ants with honey than vinegar. Isn't that how that goes? I can't remember. But yeah, the world's a weird place. I don't know. And people always tell me they're like, there were always a lot of creeps around. I guess I don't. Where I grew up. He's the artist where I grew up. I grew up in Metro Detroit, you didn't say a lot of stuff that would get you popped in the socked in the nose, you know? You kind of watched what you said.
Right. And you know? Now it's kind of just, it's, things have just spiraled out of control. I guess because everybody wants to go viral or just, and we're just, it kind of just spiraled into something that children have to be the moral force to really say, you know, this stuff that, that's really going on is not okay. A lot of this stuff is
not absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I saw a news story the other day where some 45-year-old man was at a Little League baseball game, and he had a problem with one of the play. It's a, maybe it was T-ball, I can't remember, but it was little kids playing baseball, like they should, playing, having fun. This this parent freaked out, started a fist fight with the referee, and then socked one of the kids. I'm like, man, that isn't cool. You can't go around hitting kids. What, or hitting anybody. What's wrong with you? You know,
somehow,
I've known a lot of sports people. They get worked up. They don't go start a fight. I don't know. It's crazy.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and,
and that was one of the
times.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That was one of the times I was going to say he's the artist, is where I went, that guy needs to go to church. Or find somebody bigger to beat him up. I don't know. Probably wouldn't work.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. It's
but,
terrible.
Yeah.
And I, but I always say a prayer for, you know, everybody. But even after I, you know, even though I'm aggravated at what's going on and the condition of the world and just, I always say a prayer afterwards, after I say my two cents.
Absolutely. That's the way to do it. That's how you stay sane. You know? Seriously.
Yes.
Oh, man. It is so true. I used to get real worked up, and my wife got me a dog. And I had to start being right because the dog, the cool thing, the interesting thing about it, having a pet, especially a dog, I don't know about other pets, but she would feed off my mood. You know what I mean? If I was being crazy or upset or something, she was crazy and upset. And so I had to start taking deep breaths, calming my energy down, you know? Otherwise the dog was going to go crazy. But yeah, it really helped me. It helped me. Even my wife was like, I can't believe how much of a change in you that dog has made. I said, well, you know, that's all good. It's all,
yeah, absolutely,
all part of the plan, I guess. Amazing.
I have a cat named Zeus, and, so I've had a lot of cats, but cats are actually very, very, chilled out. So, That's a good pet to have for stress as well.
Absolutely. We have two cats. My wife, it's funny because I tell people, I'm like, my wife has a cat and I have it. We don't have the cats. The cats have us more like the cat, because a cat will pick you, you know, if they like you. This reminds me of a story. I used to know this guy, and he was a good guy. He was all right. He was a little weird, but he was okay, and he wanted a cat real bad. And but this guy was very kind of like a hippie in a way, but not in a cool way. You know, he was a little bit much. And he went and got this cat, went to the pound, got a cat from the pound, and he brought this cat home. And this was the meanest, toughest look. I'm like, did that cat just get out of jail? Oh, my gosh. I mean, all he was missing was a flat cap and a cigar. This was a mean cat. And I said, you're going to try to be roommates with this? And this cat just did not like this guy at all. I don't know. I think they're still living together. It's been 15 years. They made it work. But, yeah, that was a mean cat. Oh, man. No, cats are cool. I like
them. I have a cat also named Angel, and that's actually not very the irony of that Angel is that he's not the nicest all the time. So, but he's we love him to death. So,
well, see, even God's even teaching our cat friends patience sometimes. That's what I tell my wife all the time. She gets worked up on stuff. I say, God or the universe or whoever is trying to teach us patience. Apparently, we need to learn that. So let's all calm down and see what we can
Absolutely.
Do to solve the problem.
Yeah,
because if you get mad, you still have the problem, and now you're just mad, you know, on top of it. Makes it harder. That's great. Hey, I really like your track, Parted Ways. This is the fine folks, Mike Stover and the folks over at MTS sent it over to me, and I heard it, and I was like, wow, this is great. And you've got a really cool lyric video for it. Fantastic track, man. Fantastic track. You want to play it and talk about it, or do you want to talk about it then play it? Either way is good with me.
It's up to you. I like it both. Both ways is fine. Either way is fine.
Well, let's play it. Let's play it, and then we'll talk about it, because this is such a cool, strong track. Here it is, everybody. This is He Is the Artist, Parted Ways.
This is a song called Parted Ways, about letting go, letting God into your life. I'm going, bodies of us. The devil wants me, can't you see that I am a child of God? I'm going, bodies of us. He's coming for me. I am a child of God. I'm going, bodies over. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going, bodies over. Part of the waves, part it for me. Get the devil away from me. I'm going, bodies over. Faith in me, make a way.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a track that was. He Is the Artist, Parted Ways. Fantastic track. Absolutely. Absolutely. Very, very cool. Now, I always ask my musician friends this, because this happens to me. When I do a painting, people see the finished painting, and they're like, hey, that came no problem. What they don't see is if Sometimes they do. Sometimes they do, and that's great. And I celebrate that because it's rare. Usually, they'll fight me a little bit. I'll have some issues with certain areas, you know, and it takes me a minute. But nobody ever sees that. Nobody ever knows that. With music, is it the same way with your singles? Do all of them come real easy, or do some of them put up a little bit of a fight? We can't tell because it sounds great.
Thank you so much. That one in particular was difficult for me because I never did a punk pop sounding record before. So I actually wrote that and without any real expectations, but it all came together in the end.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Like I said, we can't tell because it sounds amazing. You know, anything that good had to come easy. That's not necessarily always true, but that's what the audience will think. Well, very cool, very cool, fantastic music. So this was a new direction for you. You were saying.
Yes, it's a Christian but punk pop. I never really did anything like that, but I was inspired by the early 2000s with Avril Lavigne and My Chemical Romance and all of those other, great early 2000 bands, and I kind of just together and put my own spin on it, and on that really cool sound, and I made a record, it's about God, and it's about letting go of all of those things that are making you not be the best person that you can be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Idle hands and all of that. Yes, that's very true. People don't believe me. I'm like, you haven't been around enough. That's absolutely true. Oh, man. I mean, we've all known people like that, too, where you're like, you see somebody going through stuff or having issues or problems, and you're like, yeah, if they only had some more things to keep them busy, they wouldn't be having that trouble.
Absolutely.
Crazy. Very cool. So I know we're promoting this right now and everything, and we're focused on Parted Ways. And there's I wanted to mention too, there's a fantastic lyric video on that as well, getting a lot of views and whatnot. Was that fun to do? How does that work? Are there people that's what they do is put lyric videos together, or did you do that, or know somebody? How did that come about?
Well, I did. I had contracts for all my hand-drawn lyric videos. That's an actual artist who actually makes it and designs it and does all of those things.
That's cool.
So being that my artist name is He Is the Artist, which actually means God is the artist. That definitely, for all of my Christian music, I always have some type of art type theme to it.
Oh, nice. I love it. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with rock and reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
My Love Shack Apothecary online shop has everything you need to build a special gift for yourself or someone who needs a little pampering. I hand make all of the products in small batches using only plant-based ingredients and therapeutic-grade essential oils. Whether you choose one of my curated sets or want to build a custom gift set, My Love Shack Apothecary has everything you need to send a little sunshine to someone today. Please visit us online at www.loveshackapothecary.com. That's www.loveshackapothecary.com, as well as online on Instagram and Facebook. Links are in our website.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Well, very, very cool. Well, that's a great bit. As I was saying, I know we're focused on that right now. We're promoting that. I want to hear more. Are there plans? Do you know when the next single is going to be dropping, or do we just follow the social media accounts and stay tuned?
Well, my next single is Caught Out There by Khalees. She was recently in controversy with Beyonce over a sample, but I really wanted to bring out something good in her music because that actually sparked my interest in listening to her more. And I put my own spin on her song, and it's going to be part of an acoustic soul album called Under the Influence of Love that debuted on Good Friday. That single, in particular, Caught Out There, debuts on Martin Luther King Day in 2023, which is actually only a couple of months from now. So, So I definitely was doing something different. You know, I love the electric guitar on this this Part of the Waves album, and I just wanted to do something different, something more acoustic for my next couple of singles, and also obviously the album Under the Influence of Love, which is actually inspired by a song by Anointed. Called Under the Influence, but in the song they say Under the Influence of Love, and that really inspired me. That's actually an acoustic song, so that's basically inspired the entire EP that's coming out.
Nice. Well, there you go, folks. There you go. You heard it here. I love it. I can't wait to hear it. Fantastic.
Yes. And you heard it first here. So no other outlet has that information, but here right now. So You heard it first.
Oh, well, there you go. How can you beat that? Very, very cool. That makes my day. That makes my day. Oh, my gosh. Well, very cool. Well, I'll tell you, I am just blown away by your talent, and I can't wait to hear more. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You're real, real good at it, you know?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there you go, folks. As I mentioned, we have theartistcard.com/heistheartist. And over on Instagram, you can find him at signedlovetheartist. And Twitter is hefreedmysoul. And Facebook is heistheartist. So, or no, signedlovetheartist.
Facebook is signedlovetheartist. Facebook.
That's right. That's right. I just saw it. Very cool. Well, fantastic, man. Keep at it because you're real, real good at it. Seriously, you know? Oh, very cool.
Thank you for having me on your show. Thank you.
Oh, anytime, man. Anytime. Also, I want to give it, before we wrap things up, I want to give a big shout out to the fine folks over at MTS Management Group and Records. Mike Stover and the gang over there. If you're a musician or you know, doing something cool or whatever, you need some help on the digital PR front, get them in your corner. Make friends with them, you know, or how about this? Hire them, and because they really know what they're doing, and they will. That's how we met, right? Through MTS?
Absolutely. Yes.
Very, very cool. Yes. Well, awesome. Well, like I said, keep making this fantastic music because I like it. It's inspiring. And, you know, we need more positivity like this in the world, I feel. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yes.
Well, very cool. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us. We will be back. Actually, I will not be back until week after next. Next week I have off. It's me and the wife are going up to every year we go up to Disney World, to Epcot. They have the Food and Wine Festival. We're going to that and taking a little vacation next week. So we will be back. But don't panic, ladies and gentlemen. Don't panic. We have 1,300 archived episodes. You know, if you want to hear me talking to cool people, we got you covered. Just go to poprocksradio.com and enjoy. You know, what can I say? Anyhow. Oh, man. You got big plans for the weekend?
I'm just going to be relaxing and enjoying these surroundings that God has to see.
See? Can't beat that. Can't beat that. Very cool. Well, we'll see you all next time, everybody. Have a good one. Thank you so much, He Is the Artist, for taking the time to be on the show. I really appreciate it. You rock.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Anytime. See you soon, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Pana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.